Afternoon and Happy New Year. You're right, Treek. This is Scott Mills and it's our One Night with Laura special for three whole hours. 2006 was the year that we went on tour to find Laura, who works on our show, True Love at Last. Now, it all started when we found out how unlucky in love you'd been, Laura, from having your diaries read out on air.
Mm-hmm.
You've never had much luck with the boys, have you, really?
No.
How many boyfriends have you actually had? Because maybe we got the wrong impression from the diary that you used to, I don't know, how can I say, put it about a bit.
I don't think that's true, necessarily.
Right, well, how many have you had? Or can you not remember?
Well, boyfriend, that means you've been out with them for a while, right?
Yeah.
Rather than just snog them.
Well, I think it means...
Oh.
Yeah.
That's different. Then,
right. Right. Can you count on hands and feet, or...?
No, I don't think so.
Right. More than that, yeah?
Probably.
Right, good. Now, we first found out about how bad things were in the men department when your sister Mary found your diaries and agreed to read them out for us on Radio 1. And it became an absolute phenomenon, didn't it?
Yeah.
And you have got a book out, haven't you?
Yeah.
Am I allowed to say that you're, like, am I allowed to say maybe that if people got a book token for Christmas, they maybe would like to buy Laura's diary in all good bookshops now?
I don't think you are allowed, no.
Oh, well, never mind, eh?
Scott Mills. Radio 1.
Hello, it's Scott. Over the next 3 hours here on New Year's Day, you will hear all the highlights of when we try to find Laura, who works on the show, a proper boyfriend at last. Because, you know, she is good at putting it about a bit, but the aim of this...
Excuse me?
...was trying to find proper love, because as my friend, all I wanted to do was to see you happy, you know? Now, the title, which we did come up with in the pub, suggests that they only had you for one night, as is your past experiences, but that wasn't the idea at all.
Oh,
it was, as our boss kept reminding us, clean, wholesome fun. We were going to call it One Life with Laura, but that sounded a bit worthy and also a bit scary. Oh, I don't want to spend the rest of my life with her. And we asked for a theme tune, which was kind of a cross between X Factor and M People. We asked the Chris Moyle singers to do it, and they delivered.
One night with Laura, one night with Laura.
Yes. I laughed my head off for about 20 minutes the first time I heard this. Evening, this is New Year's Day on Radio 1, and it's Scott Mills with our One Night with Laura special, looking back at an extremely hectic year in Laura's love life, who works on the show. As you know, from Laura's diary, which we used to read out on the air, her love life never ran smoothly. We tried to change all that last year by going on tour in a big bus and trying to find her an actual boyfriend. So, we had our four finalists. We had James off of Southampton, we had Gareth from Cardiff, we had Ben from Nottingham, and we have Shep from Glasgow, who can do that amazing trick with his underpants. And on the next Monday, we put it to a straight vote on our show, and there was a shock first eviction. Four became three. And poor James was out of the competition. The only one he liked.
I was secretly gutted, but I didn't want to show the others that I had a favourite because I didn't want them to feel bad.
So there was just Shep and Ben and Gareth left. Now, there were pictures of you at the time, right?
Yeah.
You were spotted in a pub right near Radio 1 drinking with James. And this was during the competition, right?
Yeah.
So what we all want to know is, I mean, obviously we now know that he's your boyfriend.
Yeah. Right?
At what point did he become your boyfriend, if you know what I'm saying?
April the 6th.
No. I'll give you a few seconds to think about it.
What do you mean?
Was it before Gareth officially won you in the competition?
What does it mean, become my boyfriend?
You know. Did you have any relations with that man before Gareth won you? I need an answer.
Yeah.
Right, good. There we are. You ho.
But only on the Thursday before.
Oh, that's right then. This is Amy Winehouse on Radio 1. So, some shock news from Laura there. That the whole thing was a complete sham, and we didn't really need to go around on a tour bus all week trying to find her love because she'd found it herself.
My week could have been so much easier.
Oh, it was fun though.
Wouldn't have had to have slept on that bus or anything.
So, you had a boyfriend?
No, I didn't. Have a boyfriend.
You can't. I think you find you did.
No, I just snogged him a couple of times.
Right.
Mm. Makes him a boyfriend.
No, it does not. Okay. You haven't had the chat.
All right, okay. So we might as well get this all out here at this point because, you know, it's nearly a year ago now. Why not just tell the listeners what you just said to me while Amy Winehouse was on? Where was James on the morning of the actual final of One Night with Laura? Where was he listening to the radio to the final?
From my bed in my bedroom.
You.
Can you believe that?
Hussy.
He was... Before a winner had even been chosen, he was in your bed listening to the final of a competition that he entered. Oh, my God.
It was an obvious joke there, but I'm not going to do it. And I'd thought about it, and I stopped myself.
Please don't.
All right.